In the year following his election, Ventura's approval rating held relatively steady at about 56%. Then came the polarizing Playboy interview last fall and a sharp drop in public opinion. But the current poll shows the governor has recovered nicely. Once again, 56% of respondents rated Ventura's performance good or excellent. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Ventura says he feels vindicated, and he says the poll shows the public can see through what he considers unfair media accounts of his personal life and old-fashioned political sniping by editorial writers, columnists, and other commentators.
I'm very pleased that my political enemies are not having success. They're not having the success that they're out there trying to do, and that is take me down, and it's not working. And so maybe I say to all of them, the old he who laughs last laughs best, don't they?
Ventura says if the poll were taken today, his numbers would be higher still, as Minnesotans open their mailboxes to find sales tax rebate checks. The survey was conducted between July 6th and 8th before the checks were mailed. 74-year-old poll respondent Robert Jensen of Crystal says he's happy with the unorthodox governor.
The thing about Jesse that I like is he's not intimidated by any faction, or he tells it like it is, in his opinion. And he's honest, I feel. And he's done some things that probably a savvy politician wouldn't do. But that doesn't make him a poor governor.
Jensen is one of 620 likely Minnesota voters contacted for the survey. In contrast to Ventura's positive reception, the state legislature received a lukewarm response. 57% of respondents ranked lawmakers only fair or poor. Republican House Speaker Steve Swigum says he's not entirely surprised by the result.
The legislature is a nameless, faceless political body. It's hard to give an excellent rating to a nameless, faceless political body, you know?
In a head-to-head matchup, 41% of respondents said Governor Ventura deserved higher marks for the last session, while only 34% sided with the legislature. The rest divided credit and blame equally or were undecided. But Swigum says the governor was often disengaged during the last legislative session, and he admits it's a little frustrating to see Ventura steal the show at the end.
He certainly seems to be able to take credit and blame for the results of the process, that basically the work the legislature did. It would be, from my standpoint, I would like to see the governor more involved in the policy.
Ventura bristles at that criticism.
That's hogwash. That's how I describe that. We were engaged. Every conference committee that took place over here had a representative from my staff there. Would they have said the same thing about Governor Carlson? Did he attend all these conference committees?
33-year-old Kim Hogan of Minneapolis says she gave the legislature poor marks for what she perceived as political gamesmanship.
You know, a lot of sort of political bickering and, you know, taking positions almost to embarrass, you know, the party on the other side, either, you know, the Democrats trying to embarrass the Republicans or vice versa, or, you know, trying to get to the governor in some way. And it just seemed like, hey, you know, that's just not the way to do it.
Legislators say they, too, were at times disappointed with the process. Swigum says he wasn't happy with the three-way split of government resources that ultimately led to a budget compromise. And Assistant Senate Majority Leader Ember Reichscott-Young says the session ran far too long due to a dispute over the size of future budgets. The New Hope DFLer says voters' dissatisfaction with the process shouldn't be confused with their attitude towards the results.
What did you think of the results of the 2000 legislative session? Did you think it was good for Minnesota? Did you think it was a good balance between tax relief and strategic investments? Did it do what you expected? And I think the results there would be very good. And that's how our government works. We bring it together until the end.
Young says she, too, would like to see Ventura take a more active role in developing state policy. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.